Grandpa first moved here and started cutting hair. It soon was very clear his favorite day. There'd be streamers and balloons every Wednesday afternoon, when each haircut in the room he'd give away. He said that he once asked for God to pull the mask, reveal himself at last, so he could see. And Grandpa swears he heard in his whisper heart the word, "You'll see me when you serve my people free." And Grandpa prayed God in disguise, "Open up these eyes, let me see the common face of you. Clear this blurry sight through the lens of your light, till each priceless soul comes bright and shining through." Wasn't long before the homeless and ignored showed up at his door week after week. He got to know their names, to look inside the pain, to see we're much the same in a barber's sheet. As the days went by, he came to realize his customers comprised a masterpiece. A self-portrait daily done by the blessed brush of one whose homeless, ignored son still walks the streets. Grandpa prayed God in disguise, "Open up these eyes, let me see the common face of you. Clear this blurry sight through the lens of your light, till each priceless soul comes bright and shining through." Well, he finally retired. His shop's a parking lot. One day he felt real tired. The next, his kind heart. His funeral was large. They had an honor guard, 'cause Gramps was wounded in the charge on Normandy. Eulogies were made at the church and at the grave, but a stranger at the wake spoke most to me. His clothes were worn to threads, not a tooth left in his head, but the choked up words he said filled me with awe. When he'd put that sheet round me, I had such dignity. I swear in him I see the face of God in disguise. Open up these eyes, let me see the common face of you. Clear this blurry sight through the lens of your light, till each priceless soul comes bright and shining